This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All right, let's go through the record bin and look at some of the top-selling artists of all time. The Beatles? Sure. Elvis? Obviously. Here's another one. Country music star Garth Brooks? His 10-gallon hat isn't small, but I bet you didn't see that one coming, unless, of course, you're a big country music fan. Brooks is finally getting into the digital music game, and he's taking a page out of the Taylor Swift book. Instead of streaming his new album on Spotify, you gotta pay for it, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The album is called Man Against Machine. Here's a little snippet of the title track. This war, man against the machine. It may as well be called Man Against Streaming Machine. Garth Brooks is releasing the album on a new website he helped create called Ghost Tunes. The site only allows you to buy music from Brooks and many others.
It's a sale, not a stream.
Stephanie Keller is the lead marketing professor at Berklee College of Music. She says Brooks faces a huge challenge.
How does he get people to go to his site and purchase music there?
When they're used to streaming it for free. Randy Bernard is CEO of Ghost Tunes. He says they're not trying to be Spotify.
Well, there's no question that we're the smallest ant on this molehill.
Bernard says they're aiming for a niche market, appealing to Garth Brooks fans and offering extras.
When you go on the site, you'll be able to purchase merchandise or tickets from Ticketmaster. We offer a one-stop shop.
And unlike Spotify, they also offer Taylor Swift's music. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.